Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
7:40 on this Wednesday morning, President Biden is headed to Europe for the first time as president. But before leaving Washington, he essentially cut off negotiations for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure. Joining us right now to tell us more about this, ABC News correspondent Elizabeth Schulze. Elizabeth, good morning. Is this the end of negotiations on infrastructure?
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you. Well, certainly the end of this negotiation with the lead GOP senator, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, this Republican who had been kind of proposing the plan on behalf of Senate Republicans with President Biden. And ultimately, after a lot of back and forth, they seemed to make some progress, but they really never got close to a deal on how much money to spend or even how to pay for the plan. The White House said the president is disappointed that the Republicans ended up only raising their offer by about $150 billion over the course of the negotiations, while he had lowered his offer by about $1 trillion. And the Senator Capito says that ultimately the White House moved the goalposts and that they decided to walk away. So now the president is trying to turn his attention to a separate bipartisan group of lawmakers. So he doesn't seem to be giving up on the possibility altogether that this could get done in a bipartisan way. But with that looking very unlikely, the president has also asked leaders in the House and Senate to kind of look at how this could be done with just Democratic support.
That's going to be hard because he's going to need Republican support in the Senate, isn't he?
He is. And unless they can get every Democratic senator on board and they can do this through the budget reconciliation process, that requires just a simple majority. So it would need just 51 votes in the Senate, which they technically have, though they would need all senators on board. And we know that a couple of the moderates, particularly Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, has said he would prefer to do this in a bipartisan way. So they would have to get, the White House would have to get the support of those moderate Democrats in order to get this done. But at this point, that could potentially be a better pathway than trying to get 10 Republicans on board in the Senate.
Is there any kind of a deadline or a drop-dead date by which they are hoping to get this support?
Yeah, you know, notably in the statement the White House released last night, they said that the president still wants to get this through Congress this summer. Now, the timeline for that is getting shorter and shorter, with there's really no bill that's been crafted yet, nothing to look at in writing at this point. So to get that done, you know, the groundwork is being laid in the House for kind of a bill that could just get Democratic support only. The White House has stayed away from any kind of hard deadlines on when the negotiations would be done because they've set some deadlines that they've already missed. So I think they've recognized at this point it's probably best not to put a date on it.
Everybody definitely agrees there is a need for infrastructure improvement here in this country, but how to pay for it, how much of it to do, and what exactly is infrastructure, that's the devil in the details, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, the hard infrastructure, the roads, bridges, rails, there's an agreement about that. And both sides understand and seem to agree that there needs to be hundreds of billions of dollars allocated towards that over the course of a decade or so. But how much money to include towards renewable energy, for example, or workforce training, that's a big part of the president's proposal. That really is a sticking point. Plus the fact that Democrats want to raise corporate taxes as part of paying for this plan, and Republicans seem to say that's a red line for us.
Real quick, the president has a lot on his plate over the next several days in Europe, but I think the thing that everybody is going to be paying attention to is his meeting with Vladimir Putin.
That's right. This meeting with the president of Russia, President Putin, comes next Wednesday, so a week from today in Geneva. That's sort of the end of this week-long trip. He has a packed schedule, though, before that. You know, he'll be meeting with Boris Johnson, the prime minister of the UK, tomorrow. He'll be attending the G7 summit in England, kind of a return to the world stage, as the White House is saying. They really want to talk about rallying the world's democracies as part of this summit. You know, we've got the NATO summit, a visit with the Queen in England and the UK. So pretty busy for the president here. This is his first trip overseas, so a lot of pressure riding on him, you know, in the U.S. kind of trying to take this leading role after it had really, you know, stepped back a bit over the past 4 years under the Trump administration.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.